The Bonneville Salt Flats have attracted racers who want to break a land speed record for years. The texture and thickness of the salt is perfect for going fast, really fast. But beyond just the racing, the area has one of the largest potash mines. Potash has a lot of potassium and is sold as a fertilizer. The flats also offer a unique recreational area. And Brenda Bowen, geology professor at the University of Utah, wants to study what all of this activity is doing to the area, specifically the thickness of the salt.
Everybody sort of has their own reason why they value this environment. And so what we're trying to understand is, well, how is it changing through time, through space? How are these different uses impacting it? How are just, you know, background environmental changes impacting it? We know that salt in the geologic record is ephemeral and short-lived. How long should we expect it to exist on this, you know, on this surface right now, given these conditions?
Bowen says that part of the longer-term work is learning the impacts of global warming. Although this area may just look like a salty, dry desert, it's full of life and transformation.
It is so dynamic and changing. It is ephemeral, so it changes all the time. In fact, you know, I've been out there so many times, dozens and dozens of times, and every time it's a little bit different. The conditions are slightly different. The salt is slightly different. The surface is different. It's actually a lake for much of the year.
The last time this type of research was done was in 2003. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.